This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And as it is the third hour and it's Wednesday night, well, that means that I get to talk to one of my favorite writers. You can find his work, which is well over 2,500 articles combined, at either Ammoland.com or TheTruthAboutGuns.com. And additionally, those things get picked up. Some of his stuff just goes all over the place once it gets republished all over the place. And I'm talking, of course, about writer, activist, instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Always a pleasure to be on the show.
Right. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I was just doing a, and I want to ask you about this before we move into the stuff that you've been writing, but I was just doing a part or piece in the show where I was saying that you have as much of a likelihood in most communities of having to shoot a dog as you do a human. Have you found that to be the case?
Well, you're much more likely to be killed by a human than a dog. But the problem is that so many dog attacks don't get reported. And I think attacks by dogs overall are fairly common. So I think there's a good chance that you will have to shoot a dog. And I think it's really hard to say if the numbers are exactly the same or that you're more likely to shoot a dog. But the legal problems with shooting a dog are so much less than shooting a human.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons that a great many dogs get shot. There was just a case, Colorado, I think, where a husky, that was a young dog, it was only 4 months old, but pretty good size. And a visitor to the owner's house opened the door and the dog got out. And it ran next door onto a ranch and started harassing the cattle. Now, to the dog, these are just big, dumb animals, and it's probably think it's all great fun. And it probably wasn't old enough or experienced enough to cause them serious harm by biting them.
Right.
But if you have a dog that's barking and harassing your cattle, and the cattle are running around and uncertain, they just see a four-legged predator. They're losing weight. They're in danger of breaking a leg. And the laws in all 50 states are that if a loose dog is harassing animals, basically you're allowed to kill it because it is somebody else's property that's in the process of destroying or damaging your property. And this actually goes through much of the Western world. I found the same law exists in Australia.
Right.
And it makes sense because a dog that is not under supervision presents a danger to other people and other people's property. And if you own a dog, that dog is your responsibility. Now, I think this whole, in the incident in Colorado, the rancher's son shot the dog and killed it to stop it from harassing the cattle. And the man who let the dog out had gone back inside after he yelled at the dog and it didn't come back right away. And then he heard the gunshots, and he came out and realized the dog had been shot.
Right.
But, I mean, as someone who grew up with dogs, who loves dogs, I consider myself a dog person instead of a cat person. You know, there tend to be dog people and cat people. Anyway,
right.
I love dogs, and I hate to see animals needlessly harmed. And the responsibility is the guest who let the dog out and then didn't aggressively go after that dog to catch it and bring it back to the house. I mean, sure, that dog was running around on somebody else's property and barking and, you know, harassing these cattle. Well, if the guy would have had any sense about dogs, he'd have ran out there yelling at the dog, grabbed a hold of it, and dragged it back to the house.
Right.
That would have also prevented it probably from getting shot. But he didn't do any of that. He probably doesn't know much about dogs. And so you have this nasty situation. And those situations are fairly common. I read about a fair number of them, but I think they occur far more often than they're ever reported. And in rural areas, if a dog is running loose, it's very common for them to be shot on sight because they're a danger.
Yeah.
And in a lot of states, almost all states, that is legal and understood in the law. Most of them have something to the effect of it's causing damage, it's disturbing livestock, something like that.
Right.
But people just seem to think because they treat the family pet, and it's completely understandable, as a family member. And that when that family gets out and isn't under their control, they can't believe it would ever do anything that they consider that they wouldn't do. But a dog is not a human, and it doesn't have human reactions and responses. And if it gets out and is running around the neighborhood, look at all these wonderful smells and neat things, and here's a bunch of two-legged birds that are funny, and it starts chasing them, and it kills a couple just because it's so much fun.
Yeah.
From a dog's point of view.
Right.
You know,
right.
The dog isn't thinking of itself as doing anything wrong, but it's destroying property. So I do see a fair amount of dog attacks, and I think they're fairly common. It's really hard to know if shooting dogs is as common as shooting people. But I think defending against animals in general, because that covers a much broader area than just dogs, is pretty common. And it may be, I hadn't seen actual numbers on this. I just guesstimated, and I thought it was probably about the same as human attacks. But I saw a report recently where they looked at defenses against animals. It was actually part of a survey. You know, of course, I don't have it on the tip of my tongue, but they were saying that it was probably, in the neighborhood of a third to a half as common as defending against humans.
Right.
So, those are very difficult numbers to come by.
Right. Yeah, I can imagine.
You are certainly likely. I have never had to shoot a human, okay?
Right.
But I have come extremely close to shooting dogs that were threatening. So my personal experience, as limited as that is that you're more likely to have to shoot a dog.
Yeah, my...
It's because dogs don't understand the law. They don't understand that most of them don't understand a gun.
Right.
And if they've decided to attack you, you know, it's hard to stop them. Helps if you know dogs and speak dog, so to speak, a lot of it is body language and how you approach them.
So you're basically saying if you Crocodile Dundee, you can take care of it.
Well, exactly. I mean, there's much truth in that.
Yeah.
I mean, and, I'll give an example, and I didn't shoot a dog or anything.
We got about a minute, if you can give a quick one-minute
example.
Okay.
The example was I was traveling cross-country with my wife. We had a dog with us. The dog was on a leash, so it was under control. It was a dog that thought it was dominant. But anyway, so we stopped at the gas station. There's a big German Shepherd, about 1.5 times the size of our dog, and it sees our dog, and it comes to defend its territory, just charging full out. So I just spread my arms wide and my feet wide, jumped in between them, and yelled at the dog as loud and aggressively as I could. And the dog saw me, skidded to a halt, and fled back to the gas station.
Well, you were being crocodile.
He didn't want to take on two big competitors at once.
Right, right. I understand. And I get it. So you were being crocodile, indeed. Okay, I was just being facetious, but that's good stuff. Dean, you can find Dean's work at truthaboutguns.com and ammoland.com, where he's a featured writer in both places, covering the entire spectrum of the gun industry, the gun world, gun ownership, hunting, whatever it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged, when lethal force is necessary. Reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
To you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to writer and activist Dean Weingarten. Now, you taught the Arizona concealed carry course for quite a while, 15 years, I think?
Yes.
And you only gave that up when you guys got permitless constitutional carry in Arizona.
Right, we got constitutional carry. And... Now, I can reach more people writing.
Yeah. But here's my question for this. Now, one of the things I've been, I see like with people that would come to you to take the class, how many people had just bought the gun at the gun shop before they came to your class?
Not very many in my classes. There were a few. It's hard to, because I did not collect that data as I went along, I'll have to go strictly by impression and memory. And I would say maybe one out of 20, one out, between 5 and 2%, I'd say.
Right.
Most of them had the gun for a while. Many of them were not familiar with firearms because 25% of the class were women. And a lot of those were people that came along with their boyfriend or husband.
Right.
And had not shot a lot. That was the more common new users were women who were with their significant others.
So I guess my question is, I've been given in here lately to this trend of carrying the smallest gun I can find.
Sure.
But, you know, on that end, I always do some things that sort of defeat the whole smallest gun thing and sort of get away from that whole...
in the line of talking about women with guns,
right.
A common mistake I saw was for husbands or boyfriends or somebody in a shop who's talking to a woman to get them the smallest, most powerful gun they can get, often a .357 Magnum revolver with a 2-inch barrel. And those things are ferocious for even an expert to shoot in .357.
Right.
And for a woman to shoot one of them when she's not well-trained, is just begging for her to develop a ferocious flinch. And
right.
I had women who couldn't hit a silhouette target at 5 yards away. I said, here, try this. Try my Colt Woodsman with a fine trigger or a Smith & Wesson Model 422 with an optical sight on it. And suddenly, they were putting tiny little groups on the target, and they loved it.
Right.
So it's a big mistake of people to get a powerful, small gun as their first gun. And I always urge people who are thinking about starting to carry to try different guns. Try things out. See what works for you, because it varies by person.
Right.
And frankly, those little bitty guns are more expert guns than they are for the ordinary carrier.
For me, one of my fears is not so much the idea of being mugged or something. My thing is, we exist in a time now with Antifa. We exist in a time now where we've had dismounted attacks in Mumbai and Paris and different kinds of things. And while I know in a self-defense situation, I've heard various, Matt Masada Yub says it's 4 rounds. James Yeager says it's 3. How many rounds do you say are normally exchanged in a...
Well, I've heard that. I think it goes on an old study done by police that said the average encounter has something like 2.5 to 3 rounds.
Right.
But it's an old, old study. And I think it's changed as people have gotten more semi-automatics and the police have switched from revolvers to semi-automatics. I believe the round count has gone up.
Right.
And there's something like... I just read one of Ayub's articles in a book I got recently, where he quoted that it was in 3 to 5% of police shootings, the defender needed more than 15 rounds.
Wow.
So there is that smaller percentage of cases. I mean, do you want to take the chance that it's going to be in that 95% category where you don't need 15 rounds?
Right.
So averages are helpful statistically, but when you can carry a high-capacity pistol with hardly any weight problem, with hardly any deterrence to carrying it, I mean, a Glock fully loaded with, I think, 17 rounds in the magazine only weighs, roughly 32 to 34 ounces.
Right, it don't weigh much.
That's not all that much. Now, here's another thing that when you're talking about situations about shooting somebody, or having to defend yourself, is that I would say everything I read is that the vast majority of those situations can be stopped when you display the firearm. And the problem with a really small gun is people may not believe that it's a real gun,
yeah,
and they may not believe even see it in a dim light or reduced light situation. So there's some advantage to having a big, flashy gun.
Yeah.
And it's one of the advantages of having things like an AR-15. Everybody recognizes it,
yeah,
and they go, oh, my God, that's one of those assault thingies. Oh, my God, it kills everybody around automatically. Run away. So there are advantages to having easily visible guns for defense.
Well, see, the other thing about me and these little guns, like I'm a big M&P Shield fan. I have a Glock 43 right now, but the M&P Shield and the Glock 43 come with 7 and 6 rounds, respectively. The problem with that is that my pinky hangs off the end of it.
Yeah.
So I always put...
You can get an extended mag that...
Yeah, but then I... Then as far as, you know, it's still a narrow single-stack gun, but the difference between width... With the M&P Shield, I could get a +3 and make it a 10-round gun. Why not just carry the Glock 19? Why not just carry... I mean,
well,
for me, I would be carrying the Ace Firearms CP9.
I carry a 17 most of the time.
Yeah, I know. I think
I have I have a small revolver I carry other times. I have several other items that I carry, depending on circumstances. But what... And it's one of the reasons I'm a proponent of open carry. Obviously,
right,
there are advantages and disadvantages.
You can carry a bigger gun.
One of the advantages of open carry, you carry a standard size military grade gun, and
yep,
not a problem. You know, you don't have to worry about bulges and all that. And frankly, most people don't even notice when you're carrying openly, let alone worry about printing.
The picture I use for your thumbnail when you're on the show is of you open carrying your Glock 17 at a gas pump with your helmet on. But we're about to go on a break. And we're talking to Dean Weingarten when we get back. The other day, Ammoland got quoted by somebody big that doesn't normally look at him, and Dean wrote about it. I want to hear about this. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Wednesday called his meeting with Democratic leaders a total waste of time, signaling just how far folks are away from an agreement to end the partial government shutdown and secure our southern border. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says President Trump stormed out of the meeting, but House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy tells a different story.
The president would go back and forth in a negotiation in a very respectful way. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, okay, Nancy, if we open the government up in 30 days, could we have border security? She raised her hand and said, no, not at all. The president calmly said, I guess you're still not wanting to deal with the problem.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was meeting with Iraqi leaders to discuss security concerns after the United States troops withdraw from Syria. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am discussing things with Dean Weingarten, and on the 22nd of January, he and I will be probably getting in trouble because we'll be having breakfast together. And having breakfast with Ammo Land is is that like the best breakfast you can find anywhere?
It's really good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just going in there and looking at the spread, I may film that.
I probably could gain 2 pounds just by looking.
Yeah, Dean and me both. We're the older set, so we have to sort of sit back and talk more than we chew. So, anyway. So, the New York Times took notice of Ammo Land. Please fill me in here.
Okay, I don't get mentioned or quoted in the New York Times very often. It's happened a couple times.
And right.
One. And what it is that they have an op-ed writer, Linda Greenhouse, who was the New York Times reporter on the Supreme Court for about 20 years or more.
Right.
And then she retired, and now she writes every 2 weeks she puts out an op-ed to the New York Times. And she wrote an article about what she viewed as an alarming trend for people to talk about the Supreme Court's treatment of the Second Amendment as a second-rate right. And she talked about how Clarence Thomas may have started this. And she denigrated Thomas, with pretty severe words. And she basically said flat out, Thomas and I and some other people that she mentioned were all wrong. But, of course, she didn't back up her words with logic or arguments.
Right.
She just said they're wrong, and mostly it was because she didn't like the arguments on supporting the Second Amendment. Now, she is, from everything I can read, a good scholar, an excellent writer, And she is a highly awarded journalist, but she is a self-proclaimed progressive. She may be the ultimate insider reporter for the Supreme Court. So she understands the mechanics and everything of it. But what she is unwilling to see is that it's her assumptions about reality that are being challenged. And the whole progressive edifice, or what they call a progressive project on the left, and she self-identifies as a progressive, is based on lies and fooling the public and deceiving the public, what they call manufacturing consent. And it, basically, they say most of those people out there are too stupid to know what's good for them, what they do. The whole idea of governing by the consent of the people is false, wrong. There should always be an elite who decide what's right for everybody and what they should do. And it's the job of that elite to convince those stupid peasants, I'm exaggerating, the masses out there.
I was going to say, I'm going to go look her up right now.
What we're doing is right for them.
Right.
Now, those aren't her words. I'm not quoting her.
Right.
I'm paraphrasing progressive, high-level progressive originators, thinkers, writers, and politicians.
Gotcha.
And she may not even be aware of those antecedents, but the era that she grew up in, she's a few years older than I am, so I think she was born in 1947. She, as a New York progressive leftist, was surrounded and completely immersed in progressive policies. And she takes all of, in my opinion, from what I've seen of her, read of her, she takes all of their assumptions as reality that cannot be challenged. And so, you know, she says, oh, this is horrible stuff. All these people are believing the Second Amendment is a foundational right and that the courts are treating terribly. Well, it's not true. It's not true. It's not true. But we have all these people believing it. And the way that President Trump is appointing judges, that view is probably going to prevail in the future. It's horrible. And, you know, my end statement was that the philosophy put forward by people as attributed to Gandhi was really not. It's just a philosophy about how things work.
Right.
And it was, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. Well, they stopped ignoring us a while back. They tried laughing us, but it hasn't worked very well. They still try. It doesn't work very well. Right now they're fighting us in the courts, in the legislatures, and they've been fighting us in the media forever. But we're winning in a lot of ways. And with Trump's two Supreme Court justices on the court, we've got a lot better chance of winning than we have in the past, because the Supreme Court trumps the lower courts.
It's beginning to look like he's going to get a third.
Yeah, I think Linda Greenhouse, who is this very talented Supreme Court reporter,
right,
agrees with me, but she doesn't like it.
Now, I have always thought, and I think of it this way simply because it actually sort of makes it easier to explain to somebody. I've always thought the Second Amendment was the codification of a pre-political right.
Oh, absolutely. But that's all part of what we call natural law theory.
Right, right.
That people, by their nature, are endowed with certain inalienable rights. It's part of the Declaration of Independence, and it's part of the whole philosophical rock basis for the construction of the United States of American government.
Right.
Progressives discard all that and say, that's not true. We don't believe in natural rights. We don't believe in consent of the government. We don't believe that you have pre-existing rights. Rights only come from governments, and they're only what we say they am at any one time. They are at any one time. And that's the foundational difference between leftists generally and progressives particularly and constitutionalists and conservatives like us.
Right. Yeah. So
people don't understand that. If you ask them, well, do progressives support the Constitution? And they'll say yes. Well, they haven't read the foundational documents. They haven't delved into the strategy. And it's because one of the foundational basis for progressivism is you have to deceive the public. You have to lie.
Like the part about we support the Second Amendment. So
I hope that was clear enough.
It was clear enough. The problem for me in a lot of cases, like I have read the New York Times. I love their Home and Garden section. I don't ever read their op-eds. I don't read their op-eds because I look at like a Northeastern, and I was trying to tell somebody the other day, a Northeastern conservative in Arizona where you're at, that would be a Democrat. That would be a Democrat.
Well, yes. Yeah. And we've been sliding down this slippery slope for the past 70, probably 100 years.
So what's a Northeastern leftist like? How bad can they be? But anyway.
Well, I think Ocasio-Cortez is a good example.
Yeah. We're coming up on the last break. So let me talk us out here so that we can make sure that some of your stuff goes and gets read. And you can find that stuff at thetruthaboutguns.com. You can find that stuff at Ammoland.com, and you can find certain quotations with certain authors in the New York Times. He's just that far. He just got that kind of reach, Mr. Weingarten does. So that's where the value's at. Well over 2,500 pieces written. All of them, by the way, timeless, except unless he's talking about a certain political event. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
WolfHillAmmo.com. We love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Dean Weingarten, writer, activist, instructor. I want to ask you a question. I don't think you've written about this, but I do want your opinion about it. What do you think of this latest trend where they pass, you know, the bump stock ban, the New Jersey magazine ban, where they're passing these laws and they're not even grandfathering these things in like they've done with everything else up to this point? They're doing a seizure and advocating that you destroy it. There's no grandfathering. There's no nothing.
I think it's ripe for being challenged in the courts. I would believe that Justice Thomas would be right about this, and I hope some others would be. It's just hard to know if we'll get a good decision or not with four dedicated leftists on the court still. So I think it's wrong. I think that if you're requiring that somebody destroy property, that you should at least pay them for it at the minimum.
Right.
And that is has not been happening. We started on this trend. Well, you know, I can't say for sure where the historically we started completely going off of saying that you had to pay for something. But I recall talking to colleagues when I was a law enforcement officer for a while, and they recalled in the 70s, or maybe in the 60s, that they had done a sting drug deal, and it was for cocaine, so they thought. And they told me all these drug deals have money-back guarantees. If the drugs don't turn out to be good, well, if you're not satisfied with them, you'll get your money back. That's what they said. Or the claim is always there anyway.
Right.
So they bought you know, a large amount of cocaine. I think at the time it was probably, you know, $100,000. Doesn't seem that much today, but back then it was a lot of money. And they got this cocaine, and it was real good cocaine. Unfortunately, it had been produced before cocaine was made illegal. And they said, well, this is not illegal stuff because it was legally manufactured and legally possessed. And so they told me they took the cocaine back, and the people were furious because it was perfectly good cocaine and gave them their money back. But I don't think that would happen today. But also we've seen, especially with the EPA, why they take hundreds of millions of dollars of property and never give you any recompense. So it's hard to say if we would prevail for sure on our takings clause. But because the Second Amendment is intertwined with this, I think we have a lot better chance.
Right. From what I have read, in New Jersey, they're not turning in magazines. Have you seen that?
No, they're not. Very small percentage there. And this is the pattern we see all over the place with these bans. Even in very blue states such as California and New York, the people who have the items that are banned simply refuse to obey them. And I think even in New York, it's over 90% non-compliance. Well, at least 85. I think I saw the number 85 from New York. And in California, I believe it's well over 90%. And people just refuse to obey. But I believe, and this is where I may differ with a bunch of my colleagues, I believe that the left are perfectly happy with simply making something illegal, even if they don't actually confiscate it or actually have it destroyed. They're perfectly happy if somebody takes their AR-15, shoves it in a tube, and buries it out in the ground somewhere, because right. It isn't getting used that way. And now they've got somebody who's a potential felon, and there's that famous Ayn Rand quote where she says, we really don't want these laws to be obeyed if we're in government. We want people to break them so that we can control them and confiscate their property and make them feel guilty and everything else. So the fact that people are not obeying these bans is good, but I don't think that people on the left who seriously think about these things, and there's a lot of posers who don't think very deeply, really care that much about whether the bans are actually obeyed or not. They just want to make all gun owners, or nearly all of them, into lawbreakers.
Right. Well, here's the thing, though. This is the thing. Now, in the Ayn Rand consideration, just because I've never read what you're referring to right here, maybe
yeah,
I should.
Yeah, Atlas Shrugged, Ayn Rand, yeah.
I've never read that. So,
I just wanted to give the reference.
Sure. Do they make any mention of the fact that the perception that they can make something illegal, and that's good even if they can't take it, that's a very short-sighted philosophy to have?
Yeah, they do. And in the end of the novel, society collapses because of all these stupid mistakes made by government.
Right.
And a new society starts to rise out of the ashes from next to none. But that's not the way I want to go. I'd rather arrest the mistakes before we have a collapse of society.
Well, I don't think it necessarily would be a collapse of society. I think a lot of people in government nowadays, I mean, I started doing something on the weekend show where I'm talking about the precursors of the undeclared self-civil war.
Uh-huh.
And I think if it actually became a hot civil war, there would be whole states that didn't see any fighting going on. I think all the fighting would go on these, it would happen in these blue areas.
Well, we have there's so many potential scenarios and
yeah.
So many variables and so many unknowns. I don't believe we can predict any of this.
Sure.
I think a hot civil war is highly unlikely. And, the soft civil war you're talking about, or a cool, or lukewarm civil war.
Right.
Yeah, we're kind of on the edges of those things already, I would say. But I think we can muddle through this without getting a lot of people killed. At least I hope we can. Now, we also have the potential of outside interference, which I think is a big one. I'm reading a book called The 100-Year Marathon about China. Well, what the Chinese have pretty successfully hid for us for a long time is they've been propagandizing their people for 30 years that we're the enemy, and at some point they're going to have to take us out.
Right.
That's not good.
No.
Especially if they feel threatened or in a corner, They have mentioned specifically EMP weapons as a vulnerability of the U.S. that we rely so much on our electronics and cyber attacks. And if they get into a corner where they feel that they have no choice, they might do it. I think it's unlikely. Very unlikely, but, those things do worry me a bit.
The thing about the Chinese, though, the Chinese have always, they fought most of their wars most recently by proxy, where we're actually combat hardened.
They have, and yeah. I don't expect Chinese troops to come over here.
No.
But I could see some idiot in China, in their military, thinking or misreading U.S. intentions or something and say, we've got to teach them a lesson, and launching an EMP strike over the U.S.
Right.
I don't think it's likely, but I think it could happen.
See, the EMP strike thing would be an interesting. We need to talk about this next week. In the weekend, next week I'll be on the air. So let's open up next week with an EMP strike, because I think an EMP strike would be a very interesting.
I've studied it quite a bit.
Okay,
and so I have a little bit of inside knowledge. So.
I keep hearing all these guys say, well, you know, they tried that back in the 60s. Well, in the 60s, everything wasn't solid state. So,
well, it's not just that. There's a whole bunch of other things, and there's a lot we don't know.
Right. Absolutely right. So, Mr. Weingarten, you can find Mr. Weingarten's stuff at both Ammoland, where he is a featured writer, and at The Truth About Guns, where he's a featured writer. And that's well over 2,500 pieces. He covers stuff like hunting and, you know, he covers self-defense and politics and everything. I mean, the repertoire is complete with my man Dean. And we'll be taking some pictures and sending them of the best breakfast spread you've seen in a long time as soon as we get to Las Vegas on Tuesday, huh? So I will see you there, but we'll talk next week, sir.
Very good.
Very good, sir. Thanks for joining me this evening.
Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Between now and then, back in 21 hours, remember this. It's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.